It's Christmas in June in Anaheim as the Angels get set to play host to the Royals. We'll pick things up in the third with Lorenzo Cain facing Jesse Chavez.
Next pitch. That's lifted high in the air. It's hit well to left field, and that one is gone. Lorenzo Cain back-to-back games here at the Big A with a solo homer, and it is 1-0 Kansas City here in the third. There's a swing and a miss at a 2-2. Pennington is out. There's one that's chased by Maben, and he is out on strike, so there's one away. Next pitch. That's a liner into right. He's going to drive in another run. Coming in and scoring easily from third is Gordon. And Lorenzo Cain, 2 RBI night. It's 2-0 Kansas City. And here's the next delivery, and that ball's hit well into right center field. It's really hit in right center. It's out of here! Cliff Pennington, the 9-hole hitter who hadn't hit a home run all season, has just ruined the perfect game. Angels are on the scoreboard, cut the lead in half. It's 2-1 Kansas City. Next pitch, that one is hit well into left center field. It's out by the wall, and that ball is gone. Boy, what a series Cain is having. He had 2 hits, including a homer in last night's opener. Tonight he's had 3 hits, including 2 home runs. And the Royals add on. It's now 3-1.
Lorenzo Cain's big night helps the Royals to a 3-1 victory. The Royals have now won 6 straight games, and Lorenzo Cain helps Ian Kennedy pick up his first win of the season in his 12th start. Kennedy also beats the Angels for the first time in his career. The Angels have now dropped back-to-back games to fall under 500 at 35-36 for the year. Here's the manager, Mike Socia.
He tried to do a couple more things, and I think he pitched ahead of the count a little bit better. Just missed with some pitches, like we talk about. But when he needed to make a pitch, he did. They had about probably 3 or 4 hits off the end of the bat, and he pitched with some traffic on the bases, for the better part of the, first part of the game. And after that, finished the 7th strong, and unfortunately we couldn't give him much support.
On the other end, because of that Ian Kennedy perfect game going into the 6th, what made him so tough?
Well, he had good command tonight, in and out, changed some speeds, and we didn't get too many good looks on. We had maybe 3 or 4 balls hit hard, but he worked the corners, worked the fringes, got underneath some swings, and then in the 6th we had an opportunity, had some good at-bats, and just couldn't get that one hit.
Is there a different approach when you see a perfect game going on with the guys in the box?
No, from the offensive side, you're trying to have good at-bats every time you step into the box, and you need to keep that process going. And it just added up tonight where we didn't get too many good looks at him early. And in the 6th, obviously, we made him work to get out of it, and he got a big out at the end of that inning. But I think your process is the same, and you go out there and look for a pitch in your zone you can hit hard, and if it's not there, hopefully you lay off it. And but he repeated pitches well and kept us off balance for the first part of the game for sure. I think Jesse's success is really contingent on making pitches. And I think the thing that we're hopefully going to see is he gets into that, third time around the order, gets into that 18th, 19th out where he can hopefully continue to pitch and, finish 7 like he did, that he's going to have success. And tonight he did. And he's pitched, he's pitched this deep before during games, in games. And tonight had a lot of runners, had a lot of traffic, had a lot of runners on and out of the stretch. I think he had good rhythm and tempo and made pitches. So, I think Jesse's
keeps trying to evolve as a pitcher. And, you know, I think he did some things tonight which hopefully will continue him moving forward and, you know, and giving us chances to win. He's giving us chances to win when he pitches, and that's first and foremost. So whether there's guys not on base or guys on base, it really comes down to making pitches, and he did tonight.
The Halos will try to get back on track Saturday when Alex Meyer makes the start against the Royals.